Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Celebration today, Paul.
Oh, my God.
It's episode 150 today, Paul.
Is it?
Can you believe it, Paul?
I can't.
We've made it, Paul.
We did it.
150 weeks, Paul.
I can't believe it.
You said we name a lot.
Huh, Paul?
Yeah. Oh, still doing it.
The Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 150. I'm Sean Ast.
Paul.
Bob Comparta.
We have Josie over there to say hi.
Hello.
And today we have Koodzy. Did I say that right?
Hello, yes, you did.
All day I've been saying Kudzy.
Kudzy.
I had to be, like, corrected, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kudzy.
Yes, sir.
And then you said your name was Seth?
Kodiak.
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 Kodiak, like the camera company.
Like a bear.
Like the
that's Kodak?
Yeah, that's Kodak.
So not like the camera company,
okay,
but close.
Kodiak is chew.
Is that a bear?
It's
chew. Is there a bear on it?
It's yeah. Chewing tobacco, yeah.
Or a bear.
So what the hell, what Kodak is the photo company?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Glad we got that out of the way, 150 episodes in. Sean's been like, get that Kodiak camera. You're like, I don't know what the fuck he means.
Is Kodak still a business?
Probably not. Everything's digital.
Have we? Well, they might still exist in the digital camera age.
They still make Polaroids that are just like $40.
Polaroid got survived by hipsters, though. Polaroid's like the vinyl of photography world.
True.
You know what I mean?
I'll give you that.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
So Koodzy is a rapper, correct? Musician.
Yes, sir.
Verbal artist. Speaker.
From Akron, Ohio.
From Akron, Ohio. You are putting out a mixtape soon?
Yes, it's I don't know if it's technically an album or an EP. I'm not sure how to say, but it's called Pieces.
Okay, we'll decipher right now. Okay,
yeah,
how many songs are on it?
8.
Okay, it's on the border.
Yeah.
Okay, now are they original beats or are they paid for? Do you own these beats?
All original, all 100% made.
And you own them. They're your music. Yeah. So that you can call that an EP.
Yeah,
or you can call it an album.
Ooh,
depends on. So we accomplish nothing.
What's the runtime on it?
Actually,
if it's under 30, we're going EP.
Okay,
all right, it's under 30. We're going EP.
Okay. Right on.
It is under
29.59.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Just under 30.
All right. What's the name of it?
Pieces.
Pieces.
Yes, sir. The Pieces, the EP. I was always calling it Pieces.
I listened to the new song on SoundCloud. Pictures of, what was it called?
Picture My Life.
I listened to that on SoundCloud today. Mm-hmm. I was getting into it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was grooving. Has good sound. Bobby showed me some YouTube videos before, too.
No, okay. I played you the straight CD.
What's up?
So, no, I played you the CD.
I haven't seen a YouTube video.
No, you haven't seen a YouTube video.
I never saw a YouTube video.
I made a video in my head.
I saw that shit. Yeah, yeah. I pictured everything to the album.
Picture My Life.
That's right, though. He did play me some songs, though. And I enjoyed it, correct?
Yeah.
All right. I had to remember. So
I got the bad memory.
I didn't realize how hoarse my voice was until I started talking into a microphone right now.
Really?
Yeah, because I was
yelling at people.
I was singing hardcore vocals yesterday, Koodzy.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
What's the name of this project?
It's our mine and Bob's band, Assistant Manders.
We've
had
wrote
for 2
this.
Years.
Wait,
I wrote this song.
Name.
Yeah.
Assistant Manders.
Assistant Manders. Yeah. So
that's clever. I like that a lot.
That's good.
So we
it made more sense when we were both assistant managers.
Yeah, we're neither of us anymore.
Not yet.
I'm just a clerk.
Yeah,
now.
Driver clerk sounds weird.
Yeah, driver clerk. Yeah, Assistant Manders was a lot better. But anyway, so I used to be in a death metal band, Koodzy.
Okay.
And I would sing like the gurgle, gurgle, growl stuff. Yeah,
you got
it. Actually, okay. My shit.
So, but I haven't done it in like 2 years now, right? So I decided to record a song yesterday, and I did my warm ups. Like I was sitting here playing the like like the gee-aw, gee-aw, gee, and shit. Like, I was getting warmed up.
He used to do that in the band for like an hour before every show. I'd walk up and I'd be like, Sean, we're about to go on in like an hour. And he'd be like, yee-aw, headphones in. And I'd just see him with the window open. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
They have this one that's like,
yeah, I walked into one of those. I was like drinking a beer inside the van. I was like, Jesus, this sucks.
And then they have one that goes, hey. And you're like, damn, I'm really getting my vocal warm up.
That shit really warms you up. I need to start doing it.
But then I screened for like 2 hours for the first time in 2 years. Yeah. So, my voice is
hoarse.
That's what it sounds like.
It was sick. I was like, let's make a music video with cats in it.
Yeah, we were on a mission. Me and Bob are going to, before I put out this hardcore song, we're going to make a music video of my cat.
Hell yeah.
It's just going to be my...
raging?
Just going to be my cat playing and stuff. Yeah, and then we're going to put it all together to the hardcore music.
I can't wait.
I mean, what says hardcore more than your cat?
Then honestly, cat.
It's actually really hardcore to get video footage of your cat playing. As soon as you pull the camera out, the cat's like, fuck you.
That is exactly what happened.
Puppet.
Exactly. I got no footage yesterday.
He puts the camera down, the cat just starts playing on its own, throwing it up in the
air. It's like that frog that starts singing every time the dude's alone with it.
From like the WB
frog? Yeah. You guys remember that?
Yeah, no. The WB frog was pretty dope. Yeah.
What?
The WB frog, you don't remember this?
Yeah, he had like a top hat,
cane. I remember him.
Were you a big fan of the WB frog, Seth?
Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kodak.
You don't remember that?
How old are you?
Yeah, how old?
23.
You're 23. What about you? What about you, Koozie? How old are you?
Yeah, 23.
Both you guys are 23. 62. What's up?
4'6'2".
4'6'2".
Tell the world.
I'm like, are these the winning lottery numbers? I need to know, dude. Should I play this on pick three tomorrow?
No, I hope they do come to our next comedy
Dollar
show.
Dollar straight, 50 so. Backup. What's up?
4'6'2".
4'6'2".
So they do come to our next comedy show. So.
Everybody play 4'6'2" tomorrow. Dollar backup, right? Put $2 on this.
All right, I got it. I never gamble.
You never played the lottery?
No.
Anyway, so you guys are both 23. What was the fucking question?
The frog.
Okay, tell me about the WB frog.
I don't know him.
I feel like Seth spent more of his time outside. You watch Yu-Gi-Oh and all that shit?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
We've been talking about... what's up? Hanging with Mr. Cooper was dope. Because Holly Robinson Pete was on that shit.
WB, right?
So...
I watched that shit.
I read... We've been talking about Pokemon Go the past, like, 3 weeks.
Have we?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
About to change our name.
I have finally... This is the Pokemon Go story of all stories.
Man.
This fucking couple... I don't have it up in front of me, so we're not going to spend too much time on it, Josie. So give me a fucking break. But this couple in fucking Arizona left their 2-year-old outside the house, and they went fucking on a 90-minute trip driving around to churches and shit. Finally, the neighbors called about a child
they
crying.
They were, like, chained up? What happened? What do you mean?
No, he was just in the backyard.
He's just like, yeah, playing.
Was there a fence?
They just forgot about him.
They just left them to go play.
Wow.
And then the cops go into the house, right? And
dingoes.
The cops go into the house and they see a phone number, so they call the phone number.
4-6-2.
And it's the it's the father, and they say, "Hey, we think your child's been abandoned." And the father
abandoned.
The father said whatever and hung up on the cops.
Yeah, he's probably got like a war turtle or some shit.
Wow, yeah.
What drugs did they do before they went?
I don't know. That wasn't part of the story.
Do you know
but
how
they
old
did.
They were.
They,
is a drug.
The guy was 27. The girl was 25.
Right on.
It's a rare Eevee. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean
575. Fuck off.
It was like, do you think they literally were like, okay, there's a Pokestop real close and some tracks. Let's go follow this. And we'll hit this one Pokestop. We'll go back to our kid.
Yeah.
And then they just started driving.
90 minutes later, they get called back up.
like,
your child's been abandoned?
Yeah, your child is here abandoned, screaming
like
and crying.
Like a car on the side of the road. Your
yeah,
2-year-old.
We know.
So have you guys been playing the Pokemon Go?
No.
No?
Really?
You stay away from it?
It's just too busy. I've had like actual feuds.
You're not out there taking over gyms and stuff?
Nah, I got my friends are all like, they're about it. Mm. And I'm like, ooh, I'm like, relax.
You ask like every guest, and I don't think anyone said yeah.
They're not admitting.
Yeah,
it's their
the
guilty
one
pleasure.
Episode,
no.
They were catching Pokemon sitting here.
Yeah, they
Sean
were.
Was, you guys were
so I was pissed.
No way. Yeah.
See, it all started. The reason why I started playing
I know
Pokemon.
Sean Boyd was like, I don't play that shit.
Yeah, he was the only one.
It was.
Farkas plays it.
But anyway, so I started playing because I didn't want these fucking Pokemon in my house. Like, I had found out that they will spawn in your home. So
even
I was
if you're
like,
not playing.
Yeah, I was like, fuck these dudes. Get them out of my house. So I started catching them.
More like Exterminator. Yes, like, that's kind of the role
he's
playing.
Are you guys really still playing it, though, as much as you were 3 weeks ago?
I just went to Lake Anna today just to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. My day off. That's how I fucking spent
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did.
Hey, but getting exercise, you know,
I
walking around.
I texted Paul today, like, can you help me with some stuff while I'm at work? And he's
fuck
like,
no, Evie.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out here, like, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of which, we can get some, what do you call it? Housekeeping?
Sure.
Out of the way.
Are you about to catch some Pokemon or something?
Koozie. Yeah. We are moving our podcast to a new host. We are officially in that move.
Yep.
And we have other shows on our channel. Like right now it's just one channel with Lousy Weather Media main show, which you're on right now.
Okay.
Then we have a movie podcast, a wrestling podcast, other random fucking things that pop up. We're okay. trying
Wait, so you do like you talk so about movies on it, the other movie?
He does a movie podcast, yeah. It's roommates. All movies and stuff. And then I do a wrestling one where I just talk about wrestling with another dude. We do it every Sunday. So
that's badass.
The thing though is we're finally going to start separating. We've grown enough. We're going to let the children free, I guess is how you put it. We're gonna have the main show on its own feed. I Can't Read's gonna have its own feed. The wrestling show's gonna have its own feed. Instead of everything being on one,
right.
We're finally gonna split.
You can finally subscribe to just the one you like.
Yeah, so you're not gonna have other shows pop if say you only wanted to hear the movie podcast.
Right.
You're not gonna have to deal with the other
Sean
shows
asked,
popping
fuck
up.
Him.
And, yeah, like you're not gonna have to have the wrestling show pop up in your feed every
right,
time, you
right.
know what I mean? Or you only want the main show, you're not gonna have to have
I
the
gotcha.
Movie and wrestling show
yeah,
pop up.
Yeah, it's
your
good
feed.
For everybody.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that, and in that we're basically like we gotta get everybody conditioned. Like most people they're not going to have to resubscribe. Everything will be fine. The only thing that's going to change is the Podbean users, who, if they are still subscribed on the Podbean app,
yeah,
they're going to lose us.
Right. So this is for you.
For people who are subscribed on the Podbean app. If you're on iTunes, Stitcher, any other podcast fucking thing, you're not going to have any change. But
right.
the Podbean app, right? That's the one they're going to lose us on. So
subscribe on iTunes.
We're gonna keep. We're gonna fucking bury this through people's heads. The goal is by is that Mark from.
I don't know who that was. That was me doing a.
I thought that was Mark.
Oh,
from Norton Furniture. Yeah, you can count on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, so by September 1st, we're hoping is when it'll finally be everything will be separated. But this new host thing's pretty nice. We got sponsorships and cool things like that, you know? Yeah, go for it. I don't care. There's there you go. Bob's got them. So anyway.
Listener was like, what the fuck just happened?
We'll talk about this more and more. In
yeah,
the future
definitely. Anyway, but yeah, if you are a Podbean user, just subscribe on iTunes.
Everybody else, like. Though, iTunes, all those people will all be the same.
Yep.
Not going to have anything different. Mm-hmm. We'll just be bigger.
Moving on up, baby.
We're hoping to add more shows, too.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have an announcement for that soon.
What's up?
We at Lousy Weather finally have an umbrella.
Yeah, nice. Stop the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you. Wow, what a sad bell.
No, that was kind of like a, fuck it. Might as well get a fucking bell. So the EP we've deciphered.
Yes. Shorter than 30.
You gonna? How are you putting it out? Bandcamp, or
yeah,
what are you doing?
Are
you gonna go full distro and put it on iTunes and Spotify and
we're
shit?
We're gonna go all out and put it out everywhere, just because
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's the way to do it. You have to take it serious. But right now we're dropping singles. We just put out Picture My Life August 1st, and then September 1st we're putting out another single called Shallow Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And in between that, hopefully we'll have a little video, something to keep people interested
right
still.
That then, YouTube video, you know, I was envisioning earlier.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You gotta keep them interested. And then
Sean's
and
cat,
then,
he's like, damn it.
And then what comes after that? September 15th.
Okay.
The third one will come out, the third single, which we haven't decided on yet, but I'm thinking I know which one it's going to be. I'm
so
pretty excited for it. But
you have this in the bank. When did you finish recording it? Or are you finished recording it?
Yeah, we're done. We finished about 3 weeks ago, maybe? Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, we've been doing
finishing touches on everything.
All album art. We came up with the
Who recorded it?
My man Duncan Hausman and Alex Urquhart and Jordan Roman. So we had a little
Are they just like the little superstar producers?
You know, they do what they do. They put a magic touch on the other guys.
Are they all the people making the beats, or is it...
Yeah, it's a collective when we go in there. We all get down. Urquhart's the only guitarist, though. Like, well, Duncan plays the bass, but he's like the one guitarist.
Gotcha.
Like, but making beats and stuff, we all get in on it, try to do it.
See, I can't make a beat. I never have been able to.
I've tried
for like 18 years, and I've never... 18 years?
Yeah.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Since you're 10?
Since I was like 10, yeah. Put me on like a little 4-track recorder with the MTV music generator shit.
Start off
like,
beatboxing.
Yeah, yeah. I would. I'd sit there and be like... And I'd be like, that's a beat.
I was like, guys, come in whenever you want. Yeah, kill it right now.
Yeah, I've seen it. His head started moving. He was like ready for it.
I was waiting for it. It was at a different cadence. No, it's pretty exciting, the things we got going on right now. It's just a lot of work and patience, you know what I mean? You have to be
definitely
extremely patient.
Especially when you're having input into the beats and stuff. You're not just like, oh, I just write the raps, go in there, and then like, you know, do it,
yeah,
do the dubs,
yeah,
and be out. Like, you actually are involved with the music as well.
It's very real. Yeah, it's very, it's fun. And they're my best friends from back in the day, so we came up. It's a lot of storytelling inside of this. So
you got a lot of live musicianship on it, or is it mostly just programmed?
No, I mean, it's a lot of live, too.
Awesome.
We could, that's the thing, is it can go
either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can do it completely live. It's just, I wish we would start taking it on stage. We're getting there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've been playing any shows yet at all?
No,
I mean, you have one coming up,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we do have the one coming up at Hive Mind on August 26th. Yep. And that'll be pretty fun. That's going to be the first.
Bobby's on that show as well.
Bob's on that. Seth's Hell performing. Yeah. I'm performing. We got Clarence, a couple of artists. We have Jing, Trevor LePage. It's going to be insane. That's going to be pretty fun. It's going to be the first step out for all of us.
You mean Jing from Now What Press?
Now What Press.
That makes the beautiful patches?
X marks the spot. She knows.
No gods but B-Scots.
Yeah. No gods but B-Scots. Nah, but I'm pretty excited. That's going to be the first step towards like us doing enough, doing what we should be doing, you know? So shows and people's artwork's getting out there, and we're actually putting ourselves out. And then after that, I'm trying to get together a tour, if we can, of just to the best of our ability. Not necessarily like crazy, crazy tour, but just get out there. And
well, like when we were in bands, what we would do is you start by going, okay, well, Friday night we're going to do Home to make money. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night you go to Pittsburgh. Sunday night you go to Columbus, and then you're back home by Monday.
Yeah, you double back home, exactly.
You know, and if you made money in Pittsburgh and Columbus, then you were set. You know what I mean?
You'd also be driving a car, so I mean, not a van with a fucking trailer and shit.
Yeah, like,
shit, like you're
paying $80
so
just to get to Pittsburgh. Yeah, I remember that. Gas is $4.20 a gallon.
Oh my
holy
God.
Shit, there's a spider on my monitor. Fuck that fucking spider, dude.
Throw a Pokeball.
Bam, another
so
monitor bro.
You guys were... Yeah, my other monitor's shattered.
Look at that fucking Pokemon, man.
Yeah, so you guys were talking about doing a song for us.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It's actually the first song off the album called Holla.
You want to give that to us as we go into our first break?
Yeah, sure. We can just rifle it out for you. We came up with this one just sitting there. I don't know if the beat was playing or how it went down, but the two of us just kind of started throwing words together. Mm-hmm.
Me and Bobby had a jam session the other day. We had a little bit of Mango influence, and then we sat here, and he just started playing this chord, and I started playing a chord, and we probably went fucking 35 minutes just playing chords together.
Sick, fucking Dave just Matthews band over here.
Yeah, I had drums. I had drums going on my garage band over here, so it's like the drums are just fucking kicking.
Whoa,
on the...
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, dude, it was better than Dave Matthews.
Fuck way off, better. All of you. DMB's
it was way better
amazing.
Than Dave Matthews.
Sometimes that's just how you have to make music. You
yeah,
just
you
have
to jam it out.
Just
dude.
Have a little bit rolling and go into it.
That's real, real.
Mm.
Well, first song off of it, Holla, a cappella version.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Performed by Kodiak and Koozie. All right, 1, 2. Holla.
Yeah, I told that bitch, holla. Life is a bitch, but it's all about a dollar.
Check my wrist, check my fit,
check my collar.
It ain't nothing to say, fuck it, be a baller.
Holla.
Yeah, I told that bitch, holla.
Life is a bitch, but you know you gotta call her. Life is a bitch, she been fucking all us. It ain't nothing to say, fucking stay flawless. Holla.
Holla, you can't tell me nada. Vans on her feet, she ain't fucking with them Pradas. Life is a bitch, and I took her to Mikasa. Busted up in her, but the plenty was a problem.
Problem.
You don't want no problems. Who want wild with the kid? Cup with the lid with the purple flawless. Sick with the wrist, I've been working on it. She in love with the, she been twerking on it. Misha. I'm just waiting for the perfect moment. Man's got bands and my band's got bands and we all got bands. Sound perfect, don't it?
It do.
Then I'm gonna take a break from the paper chase. Roll it up, light it up, then fade away. Fade to black, take a nap, then back at it. In love with the money and hoes, a bad habit. Holla.
Yeah, I told that bitch, holla.
Life is a bitch, but it's all I got a dollar.
Check my wrist, check my fit, check my collar.
It ain't nothing to say, fucking be a baller. Holla.
Yeah, I told that bitch, holla.
Life is a bitch, but you know you gotta call her. Life is a bitch, and she been fucking all us. It ain't nothing to say, fucking stay flawless. Holla.
I thought you didn't go, yo.
Boys, yeah. High, no problem.
Yo, it goes. Check my wrist, check my check, check my wallet. Check the specs, show respect, gain some knowledge. Rep the set, walking off, rocking what you call it. These boys ain't got shit on me. Homie, I'm about to take them through hell in the worst way. But it ain't like I want to be here in the first place. So I figured I should finish this in first place. Aaron Allen Kane, make him say, have mercy. Say, holla. Boy, spit hot, no problem. Making him reconsider, redeliver that analogy. Making him realize ain't no loss by technicality. We're in the zone, and that's for a lack of better words. 7 years, I wish I had some better words. No confession, just another session for the better heard. So holla next time you see me. Love it a little and make the hard shit easy. Holla. Yeah, I told that bitch, holla. Life is a bitch, but you know you gotta call her. Check my wrist, check my fit, check my collar. It ain't nothing to say, fuck it, be a baller. Holla.
He's still going for you, Paul.
That shit, man.
He's still going for you, Paul.
Hey, man, that shit's too funny. We fucked up. That's
tight. You always fuck up,
bro. I know. I really always do. That's so funny. I'm about to be that dude.
Paul loves. That was sick. Paul loves flows.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that shit.
Yeah.
Dude. Paul loves when the flow, yeah, the when the flows. Flow can just drop out and you could just keep going.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Yeah,
smoking a cigarette while you're rapping doesn't help.
Usually, my favorite part of rap songs is when they cut the beat and like he does like a bar with it. Just, so that was the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, you guys killed it. That's like my favorite.
That was actually the first time we've ever performed that song like since it's been finished and like through and through.
Nice.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so, it's the first time. I've got a lot of exclusives. So.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, normally like they bring in beats, but that's a really awesome way to do it. And you have like a door creak in the middle of it. It's fucking dope.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that was that.
Added ambiance. It's like, I hope you said something about
that
door.
That song actually is pretty funny when you hear it on the actual recording. It's kind of it's a piano-based beat from like a sample weeds flipped from Sarah Bareilles, so it's pretty
right on. Yeah, I was trying to think of it the whole time. I was like, I wonder what the beat is. Yeah, is it like dark? I can't tell.
Trap.
It's like a really happy beat.
Awesome. To the ice cream theme song. Ice cream man.
The weasel. Word. Well, you want to take a break, then we'll come back and talk more about you and your life and pictures of your life.
Yes.
Right?
All
right.
Literally.
Walk on the wild side, take a walk on the wild side, take a walk on the wild side, come see where I reside, yeah, these eyes have seen through frustration, no pay and no compensation, so long as I can push through it, you'll bet I do it, hold up, picture my pockets empty, picture my pockets swollen, picture me picking that cotton, and now picture me rolling, that's a hit from the blind side, live life for the dying side, so long as I'm flying high, I know I'll be alright. Inside looking out from the mountaintop looking down, I sight that scene by few. Damn, what a beautiful view. And most words get twisted like scriptures written in cursive. And so if you picture it, picture it's picture perfect.
Take a picture of my life. Tell me if you like what you see. Take a picture of my life. Tell me, oh. Tell me if you like what you see in the picture of my life. Tell me, oh, tell me.
Now we took a walk on the wild side, coming down from a wild high, dancing around the fireside, light up the night to see the final side of life. Finally seen the light. As I walk with the wide eye, I'm aware of you staring, I'm hearing you there, and I'm hearing these songs paint a picture of my life. Something don't look right.
It's gotta be imagery, whole heap like imagery, and I mean, come on, this shit'll be legendary. You feel my energy, I mean, come on. Reflection of my past, currently seeing the vivid image of the aftermath. Looking through the looking glass, looking what you're looking at. Instead of that, why don't you just
take a picture of my life?
Picture my life.
Tell me if you like what you see
in the picture
my life.
Tell me in the picture my life.
Tell me
if you like what you see in the picture my life.
Hey guys, this is Bobby from Lousy Weather Media. We have been working real hard on some collaborations with people, and we have some exciting stuff coming up. We have a show coming up August 26th with Now What Press and ASRL. You can check out the stuff Now What Press is doing on nowwhatpress.com. You can check out their Instagram for a lot of other cool stuff. We have just purchased a bunch of patches to sell, and they are really cool. You can get them from me or anyone else from Lousy Weather. Check those out and keep checking back for the exciting stuff that we are working on. Have a good day.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
I was like, you now look at the person that does meth. She's like, yeah, I got like 20-year-olds.
Who's doing meth?
Oh, this kid I know from high school. Ad. And he's like, Hold on. Do you have heroin? And I was like, whoa.
Is that what you typed back?
No, I just blocked him.
Oh, that's fair.
That is social media, though.
That's how social media.
You got
media
heroin? No. Okay, we're not friends.
Yeah.
He was like, you got dog food? And I was like, I know what that means. Oh. No.
What if his dog was hungry?
Yeah, what if his dog...
his dog died, and you're like, this kid's a heroin addict.
What if, what if that was a starving dog?
Abandoned.
So, I just played your song, Koozie.
Okay.
Picture.
Are we back on?
Yeah, it's recording. We're live.
We're not.
I came back with him talking about heroin people.
Jesus, yeah. It's an epidemic now.
It is.
Dude, I saw today 236 overdoses since July 5th.
Wow.
In Akron.
Yeah, in Akron alone.
Wow.
It's pretty fucked up. The numbers are crazy.
In the state of Ohio, there's been like 703 traffic deaths so far. I pass those signs all the time.
Mm. I think it's up.
I thought you meant traffic deaths from heroin for some reason.
Like, oh, okay. You're all about heroin. Every time someone mentions anything, like,
well,
oh,
we
he's
were
on
talking
heroin.
About heroin.
I got you.
Yeah, so...
I was just comparing it, because that's insane. 238, you said? 240?
I read today 238.
Since July.
Yeah, since July 5th.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
I think they had 330 total last year.
Wow.
Now we're up to 500-something.
I mean, something's got to be done about it. It's pretty... nothing that really can be done, but I wish people would stop.
No, isn't
yeah,
it
what the hell is going on? Why are people... like
smoke weed.
All right, so... So people started dying from the... heroin fentanyl mixture.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started seeking out the fentanyl because people were dying. People were like, oh, that's good shit.
That's fucked.
And then now it's the same thing that's like starting with this fucking people were seeking out fentanyl heroin and they're getting this elephant tranquilizer heroin.
Whoa.
And it's fucking killing them. Because it's like 500 times more powerful than regular heroin.
Well,
or
yeah,
some
it's an
shit
elephant
like
tranquilizer.
That.
I would imagine it has to be pretty powerful.
And so normally, like, if somebody did heroin, they could show up with one dose of Narcan, hit them with it, and revive them back from their overdose, right? Now, because the fentanyl shit, people are taking like 4 or 5. And then now, because the elephant shit, they're taking like 6 and 7
holy
fucking
shit
shots of Narcan to fucking wake up from the overdose now.
That's terrible.
They're going to run out of Narcan to keep saving the people. The
yeah,
city,
7 a person.
The city just had to order fucking like a billion cases or some shit.
Good God.
I don't think that's an actual number.
Yeah, a billion.
Billion.
That sounds factual.
So where are you two both originally from, then?
Akron.
Yep. Straight.
What neighborhood though?
West side. West, north
west side.
Side.
Yep.
I'm
so
West Akron.
So where? Like where at? Like deep in the like LeBron James
Square.
No.
Yeah. Round Highland Square, a little bit right down the hill. It's like I guess we call it West Akron, just the west side. But I went to like.
So are you down towards Copley Road, or are you
another edition of Geography with Sean Ash?
Or are you more up towards like the Wallhaven area?
Yeah, Wallhaven, closer to there.
Okay, so yeah, you're out there. You're well. That Wallhaven Circle K is where the fucking flash mob of little kids was, wasn't it?
What? No. I go there all the time.
I heard about that. What was that? That was like a year or so ago.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
They stole all the fucking candy.
Yeah, 45 little kids just ran.
Oh, I thought even they like
place.
Danced. I was like, what? Oh, I missed that? No. Yeah, that was like one of those flash mobs. It's like, wow, that's insane.
No, it was not a flash mob. Let's clarify.
It was a robbery.
It was just a literal mob.
They wanted candy. It's great. But yeah, West Akron, hostile. West Akron born and raised.
I like the Wallhaven.
All Mountain Dew.
They got the, what else do we have out there?
Swenson's.
We got the
Eye Opener.
Wallhaven Swenson's.
Eye Opener's rad as fuck, dude.
Larry's Main Entrance is
yes,
there.
Yes.
There's a lot of good food in Wallhaven.
Mm. Zubs.
Mr. Zubs. Got the Zubs.
That's Highland Square.
Yeah.
Fuck get out of here.
It is Highland Square.
So you're over there kicking it. Firestone High School. You had a planetarium.
Yeah, we did. What? We did. Those kids just got a state of the art university for high school.
I went to Firestone
for 2 years and never saw the planetarium.
Yeah. Damn.
The planetarium was something a lot of people didn't go in.
Did they do like laser light shows and play?
Yeah,
Pink
they
Floyd?
Had like stars. No,
it was
That sounds awesome. Like imagine the school doing that like every Friday because you like not go out and get drunk. They'd be like, you gotta go see this.
They play Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, Floyd Planetarium.
Yeah, exactly.
They're showing Wizard of Oz and fucking. The wall.
I think almost the planetarium's more for fucking kids from the middle schools and shit.
Yeah, they would
almost.
Come and see that for real. They would come and see that and like it's just cold as fuck in there. It's all I remember was it was the worst and there's nothing but stars.
They had a nice swimming pool at Firestone too.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Firestone was legit.
Stars, pools.
Good auto working program, place. I believe.
Something like that, engineering.
I believe. If I don't really remember. See, I went to Ellet, so I was over there in the like southeast, like Methville, you know
southeast,
what I mean?
The southeast pit. Ellet was tight. Ellet was like they were little, good at baseball.
It's like
them.
The little armpit of Akron. Ellet.
Yeah, so I learned how to do the maneuverability.
Yeah, Kenmore is on the opposite of Ellet. It's the southwest.
Other
armpit. It's literally the other armpit. I've never like really thought of it that way. It literally is. The two armpits of Akron from Ellet to Kenmore. So you just hang out on the west side the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, regular life, you know, work a regular job.
You said you play baseball or did you just pay attention to the high school
baseball? I played baseball. Pitcher. I played high school baseball. No, middle infield, second base, shortstop.
Oh, I usually say the shortstop, damn it. Mm.
So you were let's hear about this baseball career. When did you start playing baseball?
man, that's crazy. It was like my life for a little bit. It was like what I did as a kid. I played travel baseball.
What about you, Seth? Did you play sports too? I mean, you look like you got maximum pump right now. Like,
he's putting protein in his smoothies. That's all.
Yes, he did.
And Fit Crunch bars, Fit Crunch.
Or the box from Taco
or
Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was. Well, you got to load up the 4,000 calories when you fucking are deadlifting 500
that's
pounds.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like Seth
did you
does
used to
on
wrestle?
A daily basis.
No.
Nah, I never played any school sports. I skateboard.
Nice.
And I golf. And
were you
shit.
Chubby in high school?
No. A little skinny spothead.
Phenomenal skateboarder.
Phenomenal skateboarder.
No joke.
So,
it's weird.
Funny story about Kuzi's baseball career, though.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
And the fact that he just dropped a single is Kuzi quit the baseball team to rap.
Yeah, that's when my rap career started and my baseball career.
And it was like a hard decision for him. I remember. Being
what you had to quit baseball
that.
To rap?
No, yeah. It was.
Coach was like, "Fuck dreams."
No, it was
play baseball.
It was a. It was actually a funny like. Experience like nothing happened that was super severe, but I'd already started making music and started putting more of my time into it.
Yeah,
and I had realized that I was like not my position on the team had been taken. I was and then there was I don't know, it just kind of
your dedication was falling.
Yeah, my
off.
Dedication wasn't there, and I randomly there was a little mishaps in the middle of smoking weed. Somebody like
caught that'll
somebody.
Do it.
So, but anyways, yeah, no. But I was like, all right, I'm out. I was like, I'm just gonna go make the music. And I remember going to these guys because that was like, I realized I wasn't gonna be a professional athlete. I'm just, you know, let's just figure something else, find a different route.
You weren't looking for the 9 years of minor league baseball to never make it to the majors. That's not, you weren't ready for that.
Swear to God, I thought that was gonna be my life when I was a kid. I was like, baseball. Either that or I always wanted to be an actor. So.
I was about to say, did you play any other sports?
I mean, I played just about every sport. Mm-hmm. I wrestled. I was, I played basketball.
So when you were cutting weight,
you had
to sit there and just like drink water while everybody else is eating Doritos and shit at lunch.
I didn't do any of that. I wasn't about that life at all. I wrestled for 1 year. My mom begged me the whole time to quit. She was like, please. Please don't wrestle. I was like, she's African, and I was like, all right. I was like, fine. I go to this open mat at Glen Oak, and it's like you can wear sweatpants, you can be a normal person, you know what I mean? Just wear regular clothes and wrestle. But for some reason, the kid I wrestled first was wearing a onesie, Italian kid.
Yeah.
And I go to shoot on this kid.
He's like,
singlet.
And like legs shaved. He was ready to go. This guy oiled up.
Yeah, he's so slippery.
I went to shoot on this guy to take him down, and you're supposed to like.
Hook the legs.
Throw the legs out. It's called a wizard, I think. You throw your legs out. Dude tried to jump over me, smacked me right in my forehead with his dick, and I immediately was like, I quit. I was like, no, I don't want to do this.
In the middle of the match, like, done.
I wish we had that on footage. Just,
that's when I started rapping.
Right there, I'd
rather take a fucking microphone in my face than a dick.
Yeah, man. First song was called Dickhead.
If I'm going to take phallic-shaped things to my face,
it's going
to
be a microphone.
Better be a fucking microphone, not a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was the wackest time of my life. And then, only sport I didn't play was soccer.
Yeah, you've had a pretty good life then. If you can say that's the wackest moment of your life.
Yeah, one dick in the face, that's not bad.
I used to say it all the time, like, not that. I never.
I was like, that is not your saying.
Have you guys had multiple dicks in the face?
No. But I used to say like stuff like, okay, if I get arrested doing this and a weekend in jail is the worst thing I've ever done, I've had a pretty good life. You know?
All right.
So like
the Gary Busey approach, but yeah.
Gary Busey left his brains on the sidewalk.
If only one motorcycle accident left me crazy.
Yeah.
Then. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's lived a good life. It's not a bad life.
Gary Busey used to be really against motorcycle helmet awareness. He's an actor. He was very against motorcycle helmet. Like, just fuck helmets.
Yeah.
Just outspoken. He was like the champion of fuck helmets.
Really?
And then in like a fuck helmet rally, I think it even was a fuck helmet rally. He might have just been riding for fun. But I think it might have been fuck helmet rally. And he crashed his motorcycle and fucking split his head open on the curb and left half his brains there.
Wow.
And that's what's wrong with him, allegedly.
Busey's like crazy now.
But he's still like...
Is he still fuck helmets?
Yeah, I believe so.
Fuck yeah, dude. Wow. Die with the cause. That's awesome. Good for him.
I still think he's an amazing artist.
Who, Gary Busey?
Yeah, dude.
I watched his wife swap one time.
How was that?
He swapped wives.
Okay. Adequate, I'd say. Okay. So you followed through.
Great.
You said your mom's African, right?
Yes.
So were they immigrants here?
Yes. I'm a first generation American, born here. So my mom and my dad were both from Zimbabwe.
Very good. Do they have good English speaking?
Yeah. Mm. Real polished. My dad sounds like a frog. My mom's got a real
pop.
Like the
WB
frog.
Yeah. He sings.
Hello, my darling.
Yeah, hello, my baby. Shit. Hello, my.
Hey, where do you learn that?
He's got a top hat and a cane.
That's awful. So he, how did they end up here then? That's an interesting story.
About 25 years now. Mm-hmm. I think, my dad had moved here to teach or go to school, actually. Came here first to go to school. Came home, met my mom. Then she came back with him, and he started teaching at Akron U. So we moved to, originally they moved to Florida, actually. At first had my brother. Moved back to Africa for 2 years, then came here with me. And it was actually by luck.
Then Africa, and then they stayed in Akron?
It was by luck. It was by... by luck that like I had ended up here. Like my dad came here, he was already teaching. My grandma was like, you should go with him. So she sent my mom, and Akron was just the first place. So
yeah.
About, I don't know, 5 years in, or when I was 5 years old, or so they had separated. And like my dad now lives in Congo. He lives in the Congo right now. But he works for the United Nations, so he's all over the place. My mom is a travel nurse, so she's all over America. But they've done their thing, and it was a little different growing up in that kind of situation.
Definitely. Yeah, I was about to say.
How are you in Florida?
I was never in Florida.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, my brother was just born there, and then I came. I was born in Akron, Ohio. Gotcha. Straight.
So they did all kinds of different work then, right? Or was he just teaching in Akron then? He came here for school. What was he doing before he came here?
He was in school in Africa. He was out of school for 10 years, he said. He was not in school, just working a job, just trying to figure out, and then he got a job at a pharmacy.
Working a Zimbabwe 9 to 5.
Yeah, Zimbabwe 9 to 5. That's what it is. It's a hot 9 to 5. But he got a job at a pharmacy and realized that he was into medicine and that was what he wanted to do. So he went back to school and they sent him to the United States with it. And one thing led to another. Mm. Just ended up here.
So then you're here and you're hanging out.
Yep.
And did they have thick accents when you were a kid? Yeah, friends come over and couldn't understand them or something?
Yeah, my parents both speak Shona. Like especially when they're around me, they speak in Shona. So,
where did they have? They have how many multiple languages do they got under their belt?
I don't know. I don't know honestly how many they can speak.
I was about to say because I imagine Zimbabwe is like a French speaking area too over there.
They were colonized at one point. It's English speaking, but they have 16 or so different languages out there that those people
that are like official languages too. You know,
yeah,
that's wild.
I only speak the one though. I can't really get down with any of the other ones. So the clicks and stuff.
Click,
I can't do that.
Click languages. I can't do that. So, but in the normal, so are you fluent in their native language at all? You can at least say, "Hey, make me breakfast" or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sharpen my pencil, please.
I can eat. So hungry.
If you put me in a Zimbabwe, I can order McDonald's. Actually, make me breakfast right now. You know what I mean? You could order Zimbabwe McDonald's. You could pull it off. That's what you're trying to say.
I actually just went there for the first time over Christmas break. It was my first trip there. And
really?
Had to learn to tread the water.
Mm. That's awesome.
Kind of crazy, yeah.
Yeah, going to a foreign land is crazy because you're like nobody can understand what you're saying. Even if you're like, even if you think you're good at a language, like I'm sure having your parents there or something like that.
Yeah.
If I tried to go to France and I was just like, you know, like, je ne sais pas or something, they'd be like, dude, your accent is fucked. I can't understand what you're saying.
Even with my grandparents, how deep their Shona was, I couldn't understand them. I would have to ask my brother to translate or something.
That's wild.
It was crazy. I was like, I don't know what she said.
Is she yelling? Is she mad? I can't tell.
So what got you into music?
I was always into I did acting and theater when I was a kid for church plays and stuff like that.
What was the big play that you did? What was your star play? Oklahoma? Something like that.
I couldn't even tell you, honestly. I don't even remember.
Jesus and the Magic. Joseph and the there you go. I said Jesus and the Magic.
Music Man?
No.
That it?
Jesus and the Magic.
I was basically into that stuff at first. And it's funny because in sixth grade they made us try out for choir, mandatory. And I was like, oh man, I guess. Like, so I went in there, I sang my little heart out. They were like, all right, you're in. And my friend Matt Heisler, for some reason, tone deaf as shit, just like couldn't sing at all. He looked at me, he's like, dude, this sucks, let's quit. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So he walked up and quit, and I went into band, and I played instruments. I played in the band for sixth grade all the way.
What was the instruments? Drums or clarinet?
I tried to play the drums, and they wouldn't let me. They were like, nah. So I went to play the trumpet, and went from there to the cornet, the French horn. And I ended on the sousaphone, so I played the tuba for last. Yeah,
I've never heard of a sousaphone.
But tuba, essentially. Okay, right. A fat boy instrument. But it was fun, though. Like, and with all that musical and theatrical background, I kind of just, like, wanted to get into it. And, like, when I met them and the whole thing, like, stopped with baseball and, like, taking sports serious, and now it's, like, music, it was like, oh, okay, this is, like, another outlet to be on a stage and to go in. And we built, like, a straight bond inside of the 6 years or so we were rapping together. It was like, oh, like,
so you started like rapping in high school?
Yeah.
What was the music you were listening to? Like, what was your music?
I don't know.
Cool Dudes wasn't in everything.
What was the high school
Gucci
soundtrack?
I know I was with Clarence Bump and Gucci. I was with like my alone thoughts and feelings than John Mayer probably. Mm. Or some Coldplay.
John Mayer, Sean.
Like, yeah, John Mayer.
He literally started strumming a guitar. He was like, fuck, John Mayer.
I was probably
trying to jerk him off one of the two.
You know, yeah. It's like the spectrum goes from like that range. You
Gravity.
Know? I also like obviously grew up listening to this like classic Zimbabwean music that like my parents would play. So I like Oliver Mutukudzi and stuff like that. Lucky Do It. Ladysmith Black Mambazu. That's pretty the
So what kind of stuff is that? What does that stuff sound like? Okay, so
that rocks.
No, they like that's Ladysmith Black Mambazu. That's literally, but like that's not what it all sounds like. It's very deep drums and stuff like that, but that is one group that I was very into. I was like about that. I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
You ever bring that into your music?
We are trying right
now. You're like,
you
know, let me get some.
This is new.
What are they called?
Like, well, you remember Die Antwoord? Like the beginning of their album, like kind of has that sort of feel. They're from like what South Africa? Yeah,
yeah, they're crazy. I like them. We're trying. We are doing some new sounds. Like Roomful of Nobody has a little bit of drum on it that you it's like djembe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's deeper.
Yeah, my brother played that.
It's almost so fused. The music, obviously, I'm such a fusion that I haven't dove in completely, but this new album, the next album we're working on, we actually just did a song recent, about 2 days ago, that like has like a lot of Shona in it. It's a lot of like, I'm speaking like Zimbabwean, and like it's about like both sides of life, you know what I mean? But like, still, let's just test music. You never know if it makes an album or something like that. We just want to see how it goes. We were like, might as well. Everyone was like, you're the only person who I feel like is entitled to do it. Like, you know what I mean? You might as well. So I was like, all right.
So what about Kodiak? What starts Kodiak in the music?
I get your money. Right.
Why did I start rapping?
What got you into music?
I used to Valley Cruise a lot and freestyle. And then I was
Impressing everybody. Like you were,
he's like, I was alone.
No,
just by myself.
Audience of one.
No, just squatted up, car way too deep.
Yeah, we would roll like.
For some reason, I thought he almost said squatted the car. I was like, damn, you do get maximum pump. Fucking squatting the car. Damn, squatted.
While freestyling.
Squatted up the car.
Yep.
Trying to get that young lingo down right there. Squatted up the car. Yeah. See, when I had my friends, I'd say, let's get all the homies together to drive and smoke a blunt. Like, it was never like...
That's essentially what it was. What it
instead
was
of
all,
like...
let's go on a circle drive.
Yeah, but I never...
Check out the new Smokestack song.
Sounds like, awfully close to circle drive.
I never got into stuff like... I never got
our
to the point where it was like...
was literally... a path that wasn't circle, though.
Yeah, circle drive?
Yeah, so it was going on a circle drive.
So you squat up and roll around and get lit, right? That's how we do it.
Yep, lit. Basically. And I guess freestyle and that shit came up.
Yeah, and
Brett
was already making tracks. They were dope. I felt like I could have did it better.
The homie Brett also.
Me and Brett started rapping together, and then there's a little... everyone was
Simply
rapping together,
rivalry.
And it was a nice little competition. That's how we all got a little bit better, and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Between the family, we made, like, All-Star Rubber Life was the first group that we had, ASRL. Mm-hmm. So inside of that, like, we would... Like, Brett was the original. You know what I mean? He started rapping first. Like, Seth was, like, he was, like, phenomenal with the words. You know what I mean? Clarence was crazy. The wild card just out there. And I was, like, I just wanted to
do
this.
So, somebody had a microphone and knew how to record. And somebody figured out that person did. And then everybody started kind of collecting under it. You're trying to say?
We figured out that we all had microphones.
Yeah.
We were like, wait, it's too easy to rap.
Laptops and what?
Yeah. Shit comes installed on everything.
Like, it is. So, it kind of went from there. And, like, honestly, inside that shit, the competition and, like, us being, like, about, like, spitting harder bars, like, you know, getting better and better and better. We just, like, turned out to just, you know, find the best inside of all of us. So.
That's a cool way to do it, because that was one of the things that helped me grow as, like, a guitar player, is getting in a new band and then, like, having to learn their style and their writing and stuff like that, and then trying to write something cooler than what they did.
That's why it's a little different doing a solo project right now. Like, having Seth being the only person that was on it, like, it sounds an awful lot like me, you know what I mean?
It is.
And, like, I like that. I like that, too, but I also love that conglomerate. We're working hard to get back to that.
The collective.
What's going on with the group?
The group is, we're coming. I want to put us on a platform, you know what I mean? I want to be able that if we do anything that it's getting respected, we are actually coming out with our ideas, because, like, too many of our ideas have just gone to the wayside.
Yep.
Forgot better shit than you've ever thought of, you know
so
what I mean?
You wanna, so you want to be the Eminem that brings D12
up, right?
Might as well happen. You know?
The 50 Cent who brings G-Unit up, right? How many other people? How many other ones can we name?
I was thinking more
like the ASAP and the Kendrick. Like,
The TDE.
What was their group called?
Rocky and the Kendrick and shit.
What was their group called? Because they had a group, didn't they?
I don't know.
It was like J-Rock.
Definitely ain't the Drake of OVO,
TDE,
though.
TDE, Top Dog Entertainment.
Yeah, so it was, and then...
Odd Future and Tyler.
Yeah, kind of thing.
So that was the way I kind of heard of all those. Like, I listened to Kendrick, and then I like Wikipedia it. And then they're like, he's in this group. So I'm like, all right, well, when Schoolboy Q comes out, he's going to be sick because he was in this group.
Right.
Right.
It was simple to already know who the people were and everything like that.
Exactly, exactly.
All right. I see how it's going.
Thinking of a master plan.
Mm-hmm.
You still skateboard?
Nothing but sweat inside your hand?
Yeah.
My friend, I just found out that my friend digging just gave in my skateboard pocket. Away today.
Oh, sensitive.
So
all
my
money
spent. I'm pretty pissed, actually. Oh, I kind of don't want to talk about skateboarding. Right?
Still keep coming up with nothing but lint. I'm over here still going with Eric B. and Rakim.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
He said, thinking of a master plan. It just started rolling off my tongue. I probably said half the lyrics wrong, too.
Nah, that was a little touchy subject today. That was actually funny.
What, Eric B. and Rakim?
No, the skateboard.
Oh, my bad. I asked
if you still skateboarding.
I missed
said, yeah,
the whole
story. And
then story.
You literally just started, like, rapping.
If Eric B. and Rakim was a touchy subject with anybody, that'd be fucked, dude.
What's up, Eric B. and Rakim?
Yeah, it's not a touchy.
You're sensitive. You'd be like, you're sensitive. Nah. But,
Okay, the skateboarding thing, though. Skateboarding is a touchy subject.
Yeah, let's dead that
today.
Let's dead that. Fair. All right.
That's a new slang term I can learn.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard of unhero?
What's up?
Unhero?
Like not a hero anymore?
No, it's like killing yourself over something dumb. Urban Dictionary did it. It's weird, right? That's a saying. It came out with like the first memes. That blew my mind.
Unhero?
A-N space hero. You guys never heard that term?
Unhero, no.
Yeah, someone posted like a spot of Pokemon Go and it said no Pokeballs and there was like 10 Pokemon.
So that's like
about to unhero myself. And then I looked it up and I was like, it said committing suicide over something trivial.
Wow.
That's the dat boy of 2011?
Yeah, sure. Well, dat boy's just a frog, right?
Yeah.
Riding a unicycle.
Oh shit, what up?
Saw, dude. Kind of like that.
Saw, dude.
That's still going on, though.
Gosh, yeah. Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Saw, dude.
My landlord does that, too, all the time. He's like 34.
I think,
he's like,
saw,
dude.
It's pretty cool that, like, 95% of the things that are trendy nowadays, you can ask, like, is that still a thing? Like, it's, like, literally quickly as fuck.
I know it came out a month ago. Yeah, are we still doing that, guys? Is this still cool?
Is Arthur memes over yet?
I don't know.
What was up with that? That was very new and trendy.
Dude, that's hype.
Yeah,
I still see it today. I saw one today that was, like, when you nut in her and she has to stay in the position till you find something to clean her off.
Oh, wow.
I just saw it too.
It was like
sister?
Arthur's sister, like, bent over the end of the bed. They've found those.
It's rough.
We got some fucked up ones.
They had the one where it's like, hey, he's like buttoning his pants. He's like, it's still 15 a gram, though. Like, come on.
I've seen that
one.
It's
amazing.
Come on.
My favorite meme that I've seen is that his band's popular, but he's on tour, and it's this girl crying playing the flute.
Okay.
Shit, Malcolm made me laugh so hard.
The one where he's buttoning his pants up has been, like, redone so many times, too, that they're all fucking funny.
Yeah, I've never
heard of it. He's like, no, actually, I'm just the merch guy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I did see that right on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hashtag childhood ruined.
I never watched Arthur. I was watching the WB for a while.
I saw Arthur's official Facebook page or whatever even made a post about it. Like it seems like a lot of you are taking me out of context. Like
the fictional character.
Yeah. Wait, did you see that? The guy who created it, he literally quoted and said, black people ruin everything. Literally what he said.
Whoa.
Swear, man.
What a hill to die on for Arthur. Damn.
I was like, sheesh.
What a hill to die on.
God damn. That is brutal.
Like, you know what I feel like saying today?
Yeah, he's like, hey, guys, guess what? It's like, no.
I just had a thought.
Yeah, his PR guy's like, fuck me. We are fucked forever.
That's pretty
funny. How do you take that back?
Statement. You'll take that back.
Yeah, yeah. How do you be like, no, I meant it like this? Yeah, it's like, no.
Well, yeah,
statistically.
Yeah. Not all.
I watched a thing, or I read an article today that Miss Teen USA gets to keep her crown, even though she said the N-word a bunch on her Twitter.
Wow.
Oh.
But all of her things were like, they showed the tweets, and they're like, this deep.
In a nice way?
They're like,
like, what do you mean?
That's a hill to die on there. Yeah. No, they weren't like, they were stuff like, she was like quoting lyrics and like, or just being like, hanging out with my nigga Tony and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little different than like a bunch of racist hate speech. But right. She was like a 15-year-old white girl, and that's kind of what 15-year-old white girls do. You know what I mean? You can attest this, I'm sure.
I mean, hey.
You have a Twitter account, I'm sure, yeah, right?
I feel like it's everybody. Everybody's using it. I always say to Seth, I'm like, hey, it's cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't mind when he uses it. When I'm with my niggas, I call my niggas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but like, what?
And yeah, you're like, no, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
This dude's quarter black.
I'm a quarter black.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on.
That's why he's so good at rapping.
That'd be awesome if you're like, I'm not.
That shit's kind of crazy. The internet nowadays is just like a place for people to say what they want.
But yeah, and then she's like 18. She wins my Teen USA, and then they go into her Twitter from 3 years before.
Oh, that's how it went. They took it back from all the way back in there.
When she was 15. Well, and so, you know what I mean? It wasn't like some like Donald Trump shit.
I can't believe she didn't delete her Twitter account.
Or we've talked. That's another thing. They literally, I guess they ask you in the pre, like, things like, hey, is there anything in your social media anywhere?
She's like, nah, good, yeah. Solid. Let's win this, guys.
Fucking great.
Oh, what? I did what?
And, the pageant was already being dogged for not being diverse enough already. Like, I guess people were like tweeting already, like, oh, damn, who are we going to choose between all this diversity? And it was just five white girls with blonde hair.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But
the one that uses the N-word liberally
is the one that
that's
won.
The one we'll go with. Diversity. It's like, holy shit.
That's funny. So you guys, when did you start? You started recording and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put out music with that group? Did you put out like tapes where you walk around high school fucking passing them out?
It was 420, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We made our first mixtape.
420 was always my mixtape day when I was rapping. Yep. I would go driving around everywhere and throw my mixtapes to places. Yep. I'd go all the way to the other armpit.
Mm-hmm. Kenmore. Oh, here you go. Smokestack has arrived.
Yeah, here's my shit.
And nah, it was the 420 mixtape was our first thing, and that was pretty fun. It was like we just got together in my bedroom and like a bunch of us just like, you know, lots of weed, lots of creativity. So
that's awesome.
Whipped it out and it was tight. And then we did after that. We did Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were like 3 days of the week that we just were going in. So we made 3 mixtapes ready to go. Tuesdays is actually Feel So Good. You start doing it on Tuesdays, and that's like my favorite title ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that shit went hard, man. It was tight. And like we also did Glass Spaceship Studios with the guys I'm working with now. They had their little studio at first, and we had put the group back together, like basically SRL with them, and called it Glass Spaceships, and like. Couple songs there. I don't think we ever released anything though with them. Mm-hmm. But
there's three songs.
Yeah, did they ever? I don't know if they ever
they're
came
out.
Out
but, they're
yeah.
out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they're out. They're out there. Go check them out. But no, they were. It was hype. It was hype. And now we're just doing this. We're trying to work back. Mm-hmm. And I'd taken it. There was a lot of stuff that went crazy. Like went crazy in the meantime. You know what I mean? Took a trip to Idaho and came back here. Like. Just to really
what?
Get
what
back to
took
work.
You to Idaho? Potatoes?
Yeah, nice. Potatoes are
Jinx,
great.
You owe me a Coke.
Yeah, fuck.
My mom got a job out there, started working, and I was like, okay. So I went out there, and I happened to spend 1 year there, just like basically in Idaho. You know what I mean? My own private Idaho. Like, what nice. The fuck? But came back because I was like, oh, you know, I was literally like, damn, we can make some shake. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So we. Came
so what? Out. What were you doing out in Idaho? You go to school still when you're out there? Or was that after school?
No, I did not go to school while I was out there. I was working a job and basically just making music, just trying to make songs. And it was funny.
What's going on in the Idaho scene?
Nothing. Those kids are going up to the mountains to just hang out. But it's beautiful. It's a good like moment of clarity. But inside of that, I would go home and just... Right. I worked on my first mixtape, which was called Koozie. And that was like the first... project I put out when I was away from here, and like, just did numbers for us, and I was like, all right, cool. So we came back, and I came back, and I was like, all right, let's do it from here, but do it right, you know.
So where do we find you? Do you still have any of the stuff up online? Is any of it on like your Bandcamp or anything like that, or you took it all down?
I took it all down because of the releases we're doing now and how we're putting everything out with the image. I have actually, it's all under a private account. I guess I shouldn't really say that, but
yeah.
So I'm gonna go digging, but it's under this a private account, and
you could always like grab the best tracks off of it, throw a tape on DatPiff
exactly.
or something.
And one day, I think one day I'll put them back out. Like that's the plan, is because they were really good songs, and some of those like the videos we made. Like we did a song called Retail Therapy, me and Seth. Shit. It's just crazy. You know
that'd be
I mean?
Cool, like a little time capsule.
Yeah, what are you up to? Are you working on any solo things? Are you just hanging out?
No, yes, golf.
Hanging out, golf. You do have a Titleist golf hat, so are you just into the golf thing now?
Skateboarding, golfing, lifting weights, and supporting.
You do have Maximum Pump. I mentioned that earlier with a few Fit Crunch. So,
it's nice having the mind clear with somebody who's right there just doing the right thing.
So what gets you starting golfing? The Firestone golf team?
No, I just was bored, and Koozie actually just gave me a set of clubs, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll start golfing.
Most influential person ever. Okay, this is me now. Here we go.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, I thought you might have been playing, like, you look like you've been playing golf for 10 years.
This is my second summer.
Nice.
Titleist hat, Puma shirt.
Do you do it competitively at all?
No,
he just goes out.
Just for fun.
Hits the links.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Get out. Links. Hit the links.
Do you have a handicap?
14.
And that's where he's got me beat. Cause
so
I lost
you
mine.
Start negative 14?
No, I shoot 14 over.
Yeah.
The handicap's, it's like.
Oh, okay. 14 over par. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I thought handicap, it gave you like negative 14 so you could hit far.
So drop three?
Or something like that.
That's okay, when they say drop three, like drop four, drop five. Yeah. That means you start negative. Mm-hmm. But like his is just a regular 14. Would be like so.
Okay, right on. Interesting. My stepdad golfs. I don't know much about it. It's fun to drive.
I golf for like
I have a driver.
Yeah, you do.
I have Olimar.
That's the name of it?
Nice club.
Nice club.
Nice club by one.
Yeah. I take it out to the driving range every once in a while and hit it.
In one bag.
Just kidding. Carry a solo
bag. Oh, there he is again.
That's funny. This guy, he's got to hit all the small buckets.
Yeah.
That's me. I like to go to Downview over here in Cuyahoga Falls because you hit down a hill. So it looks like you're hitting the ball way further.
Way than you are.
Yeah, like
I think I've been there. Is that go with
the, that's the one with the skate park.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think I've been there.
So yeah, I always go to the driving range there. You're under the little awning. You hit it down a hill, so it looks like it goes. Like it looks like it's so high in there.
It is the worst when you like
batting cages too.
Yeah, when you shoot the ball directly up when you're underneath the awning, and everyone looks at you like asshole, and you're like, I'm way sorry, because like bounces around like a fucking bullet.
Well, most people wouldn't fucking hit a ball so directly.
It's not like I was like, hey guys, watch this. I have that much fucking club control.
I just sucked
and it like fucked off like straight up.
I have swang before.
I've been there, Paul.
I'm gonna lock my fingers like I'm holding a golf club.
Yeah.
I have swang before and opened up way too much that the ball had hit the wall in front of me.
You do that six times in a row and everyone just keeps looking at you because it sounds like a gunshot. You're like, I'm gonna leave. You guys want these balls?
Free balls for everybody.
I know this sucks. Sorry.
I do tend to like get too many balls, and then I like find a little kid like, "Do you want some balls?"
That's weird.
Yeah, well,
that's a rough sell.
Yeah. No,
his mom's like, "No,
dude, I'm trying to be a nice guy. It's not about like anything fucking perverted, bro."
Right. No, it's good.
I'm just trying to be like, this kid probably wants to hit more golf balls than he has.
Yeah, see how you said it there? Yeah, that sounded better. Golf balls.
Here, would you like some golf balls, child?
Yeah. I'm a young
child. The way you're saying
I understand
it
what you are.
Little child, would you like some golf balls?
Balls?
Dude, I watched some shit, not to stray too far, but I watched some shit yesterday that was like this guy, and he was an old man, like 60, and the chorus was just like, I'm horny, horny, horny.
He was singing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then the verse came up, and he's like,
I don't know if he's like listening to a song, or just like watching him in an easy chair.
The verse came on, and he's just like rapping about, it's like 60-year-old dude rapping about like standing around the playground so he could look at childs, and they give him a half chub, and he's like,
whoa,
I'm horny,
no.
Horny, oh. And I was like, dude, I am done with the internet.
Holy shit, how did you stumble on that?
Somebody shared it on Facebook.
Wow.
I'm like, do you want to see a funny video? Wow. And I was like, all right. And the guy had like
his rap name's Panel Van.
I was like, damn, dude, I am done with the internet. And then I kept scrolling through the internet.
Yeah, good.
So, so what's the ultimate goal? What's coming up for Koozie and Seth? What do we got going?
Koozie's just trying to do
and Kodiak.
The shows and the tours and make the shit shake and make it pop. We'll start working on new projects.
Shake and bake, is that a thing?
Make it shake.
It's Talladega Nights.
No, leave out the bake, leave out the bake. Okay, just make it shake. Okay.
I don't even smoke no more.
Yeah, my dude's, it's nice. I use this dude as like my right-hand man, you know, he's like a sober mind, so I tend to like come to him for advice and stuff. Right now, I'm in the zone to make this happen for me and my family, my friends, the like you know, I say family as the ones that are the closest to me. I'm trying to do this to make sure that everybody can get up and get out. And when the time is right, people can just be like, all right, I have this idea. Okay, let's go ahead and do it. So that's the plan right now.
Merchandising.
Yes.
Me and Jing are working on the getting that shit to pop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Crazy ass ideas. Watch out for Cigarette Suicide. It's coming out soon.
Buy the Cigarette Suicide. Yes,
coming out soon. Mm. Wait for that. But it's about to be insane. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure. Just got a message actually about the Devil Strip. Shout out the Devil Strip.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been featured in them twice. Yeah, good people. Great people.
Yeah, great people. And they just Chris lady Horn's messaged me and she was podcast. Like, "If you'd like to do an interview with us," and I was like, "Yeah, okay." So I'm really liking the love from the city. I got a fortune cookie when I moved back that said, "In order to capture the heart of the people, you first have to capture the heart of your city." Mm. And I was like, "All right, so."
So you like, came back like LeBron.
You feel me?
Just this like, time from Idaho and not Florida.
Yes. Yo, it's about to go.
It sounds interesting, man. I'm excited. I enjoy the music. I like the direction you're going. It's not like a lot of Northeast Ohio rap sounds southern as hell, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like we have so much originality and creativity and great space to create art here in Akron, and everybody raps like they're from Houston. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's real. I know exactly what you're saying.
So, like, it's good to hear something refreshing.
Refreshing?
That's a refreshing word.
Yeah. Like, I said it to Bob when he was playing me the stuff, like, that was refreshing. To not just hear, trap stuff.
Or you're watching your YouTube video. Mm-hmm.
So you got.
I remember exactly what you said was like, it was playing and it was about to start, and you're like, "Oh, this is cool," and then like you like the song like kicked in, and you're like, "Oh, no, it's actually good though."
Yeah, because normally when people
he's a tough critic things, too. So
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Normally when people play me things, I'm like,
yeah, I send him shit. He's like, cool, but this is dumb. I'm like, all right.
or he'll be like, do you want to hear this? I'll be like, no.
Nah, yeah, that happens a lot. And every time this motherfucker had a new mixtape, he's like, come get in my car. I'll drive you around and we can listen to it.
Yeah, they gotta hear everything I create.
Yeah, man. I'm like, hey, I got the song. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. He's like, yeah, I don't got the time. You're leaving, right? All right.
Yeah, it does have it. He's like, you want to hear my pop punk band? I'm like, nah.
Nah. Sure like don't.
Quote of the century, Seth said once, he said, before I even press play, I got to pause the shit. Crazy, like what?
You got to get readjusted, man.
Yep.
That's how it goes. So what's the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram? You and all the social medias?
My Twitter page is at boykudzi, B-O-Y-K-U-D-Z-I. Instagram is I-Z-P-N-K. Is mm-hmm. Kind of crazy, but
IZPNK.
Yes, sir. And everything's all over that. And my Facebook page is Kudzi Munodo Afo. It's just Kudzi. Mm-hmm. So,
but hold on, run that last name by me. Okay. Over time.
Yeah, you're trying to like hide that. I put this away.
I want to be able to pronounce it. Okay. I want to see if I could I can get this correctly.
Segment. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Muno Dawafa.
That's simple. Muno Dawafa.
Yes. Wow, we got through that quick. All right.
Yes, Kudzi Muno Dawafa.
Yes, sir.
So, what is Kudzi like? That's your birth name, or is that your rap name?
My birth name is Kudzinai.
Mm-hmm.
So
you just shorten it.
My whole life, people call me Kudzi. If you're like super homies, they call me Kudz.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Kudz.
Yeah. A lot easier.
Anybody get real tight and just start calling you Koo?
Udi.
Like the real tight, call you Udi.
Yeah, I don't know why they made
that. Reminds me.
Udi and the Blowfish.
Mm-hmm. You got anything you want to shout out? Twitter or anything like that? Seth, Twitter, Instagram,
Kodiak.
SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
I don't got no social networks, but you can find me on Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
Hollett.
What, slang crack rocks?
Yeah.
No, my bad.
Post it on the corner.
Yeah, just hanging out.
With this caddy.
I'm actually selling golf clubs.
Yeah. Right? Got a nine.
The free set I got.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
My dude,
hey, someone stole my golf clubs out the back of my truck, whoever you
That's
are.
That's fucked
Holy
up.
Holy shit.
Fuck them
you're
people.
A bitch.
You can come out. Say it. Yeah. No, but it's just popping. All the social medias, get at me on them. Just.
Well, you. The door's wide open. I don't want my cat to run outside or nothing.
That's understandable.
But so you, what's the SoundCloud?
My SoundCloud is Boy Kudzi.
Boy Kudzi, just like the Twitter account.
Yes.
Boy Kudzi. I'm excited for your stuff.
Thank
When's the mixtape coming out?
October 1st is my date.
October 1st.
I like the teaser idea. That's a good idea. So you're doing like three before it, month, half month, and then that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
October 1st. October. I'm excited. What's Pieces. The name of it one more time?
The album is called Pieces, yes.
Pieces. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to find it everywhere.
Retailed everywhere.
iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music.
Give it a look.
Somebody's on fire.
No. Yeah. Amazon Prime. Tidal.
Yeah, and more than likely, honestly, it'll be free. Honestly, so that's sweet. A plus for everybody.
You can get it on YouTube.
Yeah, just so. The singles will be the only thing. If anybody would ever want to purchase, it just helps the tour never coming down. So that's always going to be a fun time. And other than that, the album's just going to be able to promote itself. We're just going to go out there, merchandise, and give ourselves cool. A, you put our money where our mouth is.
I always shake everybody's hands.
Hey.
Pleasure. Both you guys coming over here.
Thank you guys.
You want to take another break?
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
Come back. We'll wrap everything up. Stuff like that.
News.
What do they have going on the internet right now?
Oh, God, don't play that song. Oh.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of 5 of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
We were talking about how everybody
just
tries
do
to
do a beat like you were doing earlier.
What's up?
Oh yeah, start beatboxing, Sean.
Yeah.
But we were talking about how everybody's trying to sound like they're from Houston, so I decided to turn on UGK.
A little Houston original.
Mm-hmm. Right and dirty. Yeah, I'm always recording. I'm always recording you, Seth. Just for you.
That iconic voice.
Mm-hmm. So you brought a squad with you now. You guys squatted
squad.
Up. Okay, you didn't.
SRO.
You didn't
ASRL
squat.
The building.
Didn't squat a car, but you. But you squatted a car. So yeah, introduce everybody to me. All right.
So now we
Cootsie.
Got Clarence. This Clarence. Is Bleezy C.
Hey, what up, though? You already know it's Bleezy.
The one and only.
ASRO.
Yes, yes. And you already know you got Joey. That's Kodiak the kid.
Joey.
This is Dominique.
Dominique.
Dominique the right hand.
Mm.
And we brought Jing, a.k.a. X marks the spot.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. And then you know the rest of the squad. I feel like the podcast knows
X,
in the
X marks the spot.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yep.
So do you like, shout that out constantly?
You would not believe. I like, introduce people to Jing all the time, and she's like, I'm Jing, and I'm like, yeah, you can just call her X.
X. I just imagine, like, every track opening up, like, yo, X marks the spot. Like, nobody knows what it means. So it's just a shout out.
Yep.
It's just a Jing shout out.
These dudes love pirates.
Yeah.
Arrgh.
That's funny. So, Clarence makes tracks too, then, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bleezy C spit that fire.
Yeah.
On that, he's also on that show.
He's on the show
yes,
August 26th at the Hive Mind
yep.
as well.
Yes, sir.
We forgot to re shout that out.
August 26th.
The Hive Mind.
Be there or be
What sure. is the Hive Mind, Jing? Give me a rundown on that. Yeah, give her a mic there, Paul.
Oh, God. I don't know. It's a kind of venue space for mm-hmm. mostly like
a DIY space, or is it like a
so
bar?
It's all free for people to use, mm-hmm. and then they just have like donations. So basically, it's like a collective of people, and I think from what I understand, just like, you know, reading online and meeting with them is mm-hmm. that. They just want to like support stuff, probably in the community, artists, musicians.
Hey, Carl,
Carl did Carl. Actually. Carl talked okay. about Hive Mind because he does exactly what we are doing right now. He collaborates with Hive Mind for a space. Carl used to run his own space that was fucking Rubber City. Oh, shit, I don't know. I can't think of it right now.
Mm.
Carl used to run his own space. I'm a shitty person for not being able to think of that. And they don't do it. They lost their building they were doing it at or something. And so now they like collaborate with Hive Mind to do their shows. And very so cool, they so cool. do they so put their shows on, but through Hive Mind. So like that's what kind of we're doing. We're collaborating with Hive Mind to put this show on.
Yep. It's Lousy Weather X.
And Hive Mind, we also talked about Hive Mind on the Max Adams Tyler Brown episode.
The Akron DIY episode.
Yeah, because Hive Mind is very involved in the Akron DIY episode scene. When I went to the Akron DIY talk meetings, Hive Mind was there. Hmm. Like we like that was part of it. So
I got you. Yeah. I asked a small question. The Hive Mind. They exist. What we're trying to say.
It's hard to find them.
So where is it at though? Exchange Street, in it? West Exchange?
375 West Exchange.
Okay. Is that before or after? It's one way.
It's a one way. It's one way coming back, and it's really in the cut. So good luck finding it. We're trying to post a lot of signs
by the zoo.
But yeah,
right?
I think it's easy to find.
You got GPS.
You got GPS.
Don't help. Okay, so I work.
It does help. It's right there. No, you just follow your GPS.
You are way overestimating the average intelligence of average GPS users.
Yes.
So
wait, so yours? Because you're like, it fucked me up.
No, but I work at a gas station over here, right?
Yeah.
There's a street right by us called General Street, right? Mm-hmm. Block up General Street. Every day I have to explain to people how to get to General Hospital because they type in like one General Street or whatever the fuck. General Hospital's on like one General Hospital Avenue or something. Okay. People will type one General and fucking show up all the way on the east side at fucking General Street. And it's like, nah, you gotta go a really fucked up way. Like, you ever try to explain to somebody how to get from the east side to downtown? Like, we all get it. Like,
we said that on the way up here. We were like, we don't even venture this far. Yeah.
And then, like, so you're trying to explain people how to get back to the other side, and it's like people will come in often, like, how do I get to Copley Road or get to. Or they'll name places in Kenmore and shit, and it's
you're
just like.
Left, you're making a right, you're making a left, you're making a left.
Nah, even to explain to people how to get the things on the east side when you're on the east side is hard. Like, I live right next, like, I mean, my work is right next to Britton Road. You don't even know how hard it is to explain to people how to get onto Britton Road. Because it's like this whole little roundabout where you're acting like you're getting on the expressway, but you veer the other way. People are like, what?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Just gonna use my GPS. Street and shit. I was talking to somebody on the phone the day, and they were like, I'm coming down Market Street towards Goodyear Boulevard.
Mm.
How do I get to your shop?
Yeah, because Goodyear Boulevard's closed down there now because all the construction.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah, you got cut over. All this...
Oh, and then I feel like an asshole. I don't even
you know, I heard about that today for like 110 days or something like that.
You might be talking about the expressway.
Yeah.
All that's shut down, too.
Yeah,
all
that shit sucks.
So you can't get from Market, you can't get to Goodyear?
No. What's up? No, you have to go down like John Street or go down around the little whoopty to Kelly Avenue and come up.
Yeah, I feel like an asshole and I don't want to tell my story now. Continue.
Yeah, man. Sometimes.
I was like, you just turn left on Goodyear. I was like, you turn right on Goodyear. And we are on that street, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, but I'm going down Market towards Goodyear. How do I get there? And I was like, you turn on to Goodyear.
Yeah, all that's closed.
Like, he's like, no, but if I'm going down to Market towards Goodyear, how do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck?
I had the same experience the other day, trying to explain to somebody how to get to Goodyear Boulevard. I'm like, you just fucking turn onto it. And they're like, it's closed. God, shit. So you don't come out to Goodyear Heights too much then?
No, not really. I don't really have any like.
You passed our neighborhood block party today. This dude got fucking free peppers, dude.
And I'm loving it. That's what I'm saying. And the energy over here is actually crazy.
We got free peppers.
Come over here, free peppers, guys rocking out down the street.
That happens like once a year.
I walked up with soundtrack music. We were like, this dude said, I've had soundtrack to my life.
Yeah, they were. They do this every year. It's like a neighborhood night out against crime over here. And they'll set up like a bouncy castle and all the little businesses do stuff. Like the convenience store will give away water.
Bobby was telling me this. About to go through hell today.
Yeah, and the pizza shop on the corner does fucking free small pizzas for kids 8 and under. Uh-huh. So the block party might...
There were kids like fucking...
Yeah, they 12 come in. They're like, they're 17. Like,
you
yo, I'm 8.
Yeah, right.
You have a permit.
Yeah,
have a full beard.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Whipping up pizzas in the
I'm
back.
I'm 12.
And so the block party might not start till 6. The block party will start at 6, and the fucking people will be lined up at the pizza shop door at 5 o'clock. It's ridiculous. They're ready for that free small pizza. I never heard the music before.
Either. The music was good.
Mm-hmm.
Solid players.
Get a band
News
out there.
Bad News Benny's and the Night Fevers.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear them.
Was
I like
playing.
You never heard Bad News Benny?
Playing across the street over at the old post office.
Yep.
Yeah, they had music at the post office. Well, you want to do a news story or two here, Paul?
Sure.
And then we'll get out of here. Do you have a news story?
I do. It's local.
All right, hold on. Let's play our news theme here.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you? We got some news for you now.
Yeah, it was Scooby.
All right, give me your story, Paul.
Phyllis Headline. Jefferson stabbed boyfriend in growing for eating all
Who's
her salsa.
Phyllis Jefferson?
Oh, no. We'll get to that.
Oh, it's just some woman.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, not going. Like famous.
Sounded like a celebrity.
Sounds local.
Yeah, it's from Akron. That was it. Phyllis Jefferson temper may be as hot as her salsa. Huffington Post always kills it.
Okay.
No, her.
Does she make salsa?
No, her husband ate it all, and she came home. They got in an argument. She stabbed him in the groin with
Holy
a pen.
Holy shit! With a pen?
With a fucking pen. And then
for
she
eating all the salsa.
Yeah. And then she.
The dick.
Yeah, and then she threatened Jeez. To turn over the TV because I guess he was watching something. Well, when he was also stabbed in the dick at that point.
I probably okay. would have started with the TV.
Yeah, right. It seems like she went down. She's like, "My bad, but I will turn this over." And he's like,
"Was
Ow.
It a full thing of salsa, or was there just a little bit left?"
It doesn't specify how much there was. It just says he ate all of it, and she was very angry.
It's very confused.
I'm sure there was other underlying issues of their relationship that they had. I don't think it was just the salsa, but then she went.
It sounds like a perfect couple gone awry.
Yeah, this is their first fight.
Yeah.
So then she went to the. So after she said, "I'm going to flip this TV," she didn't. She went to the Whoa. Kitchen and grabbed a knife and then stabbed him in the stomach.
So after he got stabbed in the balls with a pen,
it's so fucked up. She's like, "My fucking salsa."
And he survived.
Yeah,
what kind of salsa?
it didn't specify either.
What kind of salsa?
It's, I don't know. Tostinos.
My mom used to give me some homemade salsa from this chick she worked with.
Yeah,
it was like habanero fucking. Badass.
That you'd stab someone over?
I would've, yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
Hold on. Give Xing a microphone instead of having her scream over everybody without anybody hearing what she's saying.
No, I'm just saying that's probably what they told the paramedics. They're probably like fighting over drugs or something.
Mm. So they said it was salsa?
He said, he was like, yeah, I ate
that's
all the salsa.
That's a good cover. It's a good cover.
He ate all the salsa.
The cops came in and he was like, "Yeah, she stabbed me over because I ate all the salsa." And then they found her on the highway. A state trooper pulled her over and she was like, "Yeah, I just wanted to get out of the house. That's why I stabbed him in the stomach."
She had all this elephant tranquilizer in her.
Yeah. She had to stab her with the 8 narco pens.
So, hold on. Koozie.
What? Yes.
What would you stab someone over? What food would you stab somebody over?
When somebody came, like, you know, like Clarence is kicking at the house. He ate the fucking Hungry Man TV dinner, you know what I mean? And would that make you, what would make you flip shit?
To stab him.
Damn.
With a pen.
Mm.
In the wiener. That's a rough thing,
you don't
right?
Seem, you don't seem the violent type.
Think
yeah.
The situation.
I don't think.
Like,
all the mac and cheese.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't seem like anybody
no,
would.
Dude. I actually lost my shit one time over fire sauce.
There you go.
I don't fuck around
so
with
salsa's
my,
fucking people up.
Wow.
Yeah,
I kicked
so
my brother straight out of my car.
Out of the car.
Straight out the whip. I was like, get the fuck out.
Mm. One time I almost stopped talking to Paul because he asked for fancy ketchup at Burger King and they serve Heinz
Literally,
and McDonald's.
If I tried to give you cold ketchup, you would probably stop talking.
Yeah, the next person that tries to give I don't like refrigerated ketchup, Koozie. Yeah. I like ketchup. I like ketchup.
Really?
Just keep it in the cupboard.
Luke
you know
warm.
What I mean? That's fine.
Yeah, keep it warm. Restaurant.
Same
style.
With hot sauce. Hot sauce doesn't mm-hmm. need to be in the fridge.
So
cold hot sauce, what?
Yeah. So hot sauce is just like ketchup. You put it right in the cupboard.
Hmm.
So anyway.
Keep all my shit in the fridge.
Yeah, no.
I'm yeah, a weirdo. I feel like it says to keep in the
but
fridge.
It definitely
so,
does. Like, after opening, fucking put
if
this in the
somebody,
fridge, man.
If,
I don't know why.
If somebody tried to hand me cold ketchup, I'd be like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, someone put your ketchup in the fridge one time.
Is that friendship
no, I
yeah, and if you put my ketchup in the fridge, then I might stab
he
you
He thought
balls.
Somebody was fucking with him. Like he was like, dude, someone put my fucking ketchup in the fridge. I was like, all right, what do you? That's where it goes.
I
was like,
buy,
no, it goes on the fucking counter where I fucking put
ketchups.
It.
We have two ketchups here.
Yeah, we got fridge ketchup
because I have
warm ketchup.
Because I keep mine in the fridge.
I keep
yeah.
a delicacy ketchup too, made by Smucker's. It's
yeah.
like my,
oh,
it's like my precious
you swear,
dude.
You swear?
It's a spread. It's a spread.
That's
like
a spread.
My
yeah.
Smucker's ketchup.
Smucker's wow. spread ketchup.
I buy it by the case at a time too. I buy like six fucking jars. Just like
it's just good.
Yeah,
it's
they
like fucking Sam's Club.
They
in
just
here.
Brought it back. Like they used to make it. They discontinued it when I was like six, and then they just brought it back. So it's a fucking delicacy.
What?
If somebody fucking took my Smuckers, I'd stab somebody in the testicle too.
That's testicle.
That sounds
like exclusive ketchup, coconut glass bottle type.
What about you, Seth? What if somebody took your Fit Crunch bar? the Quest bar, something like that. You probably stab somebody in the testicle.
Nah, but I kind of have like a real subtle beef with the ASRL squat over a honey bun from 5 years ago.
Oh my
god! A little Debbie one too, the 50 Cent one.
That shit would never get let go, dude. This honey bun went missing in the dead of the night, and no one knows. I swear to God, I swear I'm on the radio right now. I swear on everything, bro.
Clarence,
I didn't do it.
Clarence, on the air.
Put it on. Put it on the air.
You steal this man's 50 Cent little Debbie honey bun.
I did not steal no honey bun ever. I always had food stamps.
Or was it? So, did you
legit.
Was it a glazed honey bun or so it was the 99-cent little Debbie?
Oh shit. Uh-huh.
Honey bun.
And that leads it to the last culprit, Fry, who's in Africa.
Fry, and he's in Africa.
He's in Africa.
Oh, he left after that? After the fucking honey bun? He's like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
A week later, he stole a car, so he might be the most likely the culprit.
So he was like, the honey bun introduced him. He was like, oh, dude, that felt
the
good.
The rush.
Let's do a car next.
Yeah, what a jump.
Wow. that's funny.
No. Nah, but yeah, I don't know.
What about you, Josie? You ain't been involved too much today. What would you stab somebody over with food wise?
I don't think there's any food. I don't think. Maybe it was the end of the world and there was no,
And there was no food?
Yeah.
Like,
it was
in the road.
Okay. Maybe a Snickers.
A killer be killed type.
A Snickers?
Yeah.
They're satisfying.
Why wait?
Stab somebody for a Snickers.
Nice. Stab somebody for a Snickers.
I am one of those.
That's
people.
A new commercial when the world ends.
Yeah, wow. We're on our way.
All right, so I got a story.
Okay.
Uncle Sam's going to get his, right?
What do you mean?
Uncle Sam.
Is he?
Uncle Sam is always going to get his. That's why there's 7% sales tax, so on and so forth.
Gotcha, okay. I didn't understand the context.
Well, now there's a new thing. There's
He's going to get his. I'm like, what do you mean? Did you put a hit out on him?
Fucking Uncle Sam.
Yeah, curtains.
I'll take you right out back with Union Jack.
Oh, shit.
So, anyway.
Swimming with the fish.
Swimming with the fish is Uncle Sam. But so Pennsylvania lawmakers have put this law into effect. It's called the Netflix tax.
What?
It's a tax on streaming services like Netflix.
Oh, because it's $8.99
flat. I got an email this month from Spotify that says, hey, we're going to start charging you state tax. It's required now.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to affect your bill like $1.70.
Right.
Well, this was only in Pennsylvania here, so I don't know if they're just being prepared.
This is something that Spotify sent me, so I'm sure it's...
Yeah, that
like,
just happened.
Well, remember when Amazon didn't have tax?
I'm sure everyone around the country is trying to crack down on this somehow.
The states are, because they need to get theirs.
Yeah.
They need that 7%. Because in Ohio, we just don't tax food.
Right.
You can buy food. 50 Cent Little Debbie that got stolen from him is 50 cents.
99 cents, yeah.
99 cents. It's not $1.07.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or $1.06. It's 99 cents.
Shit adds up.
So
PA doesn't have clothes tax. Though.
No, they don't tax
clothing.
Wow, that's tight.
That's so weird. They're like, yeah, food. Uncle Sam gets it. Clothing.
It's like essentials.
You need it.
You go to Pennsylvania.
Every state kind of picks like an essential. So yeah, this.
What's our state essential?
Anyway, what I'm trying to get to.
Birds. Oddly enough, rare birds.
What I'm trying to get to is this is going to start causing people to start finding like the states that don't have the tax, like
and moving for Netflix.
Like rich people, no,
we just get like an influx of people from Pennsylvania. Like, no,
Netflix
state tax
be cheaper than here, so I'll go there.
You
so
at least use it.
Netflix
you at least use it as a billing address. Like
we took the food, but not the
like
Netflix.
People who register their cars in Stark County so they don't have to e-check. Yeah,
I did
shit.
That once.
Yeah. So
shit, Bob.
It's like
great
the.
Idea,
it's like the people who moved to Florida because they don't have income tax or whatever. You know what I mean? So you'll people will start having like offshore Netflix accounts and shit.
That'd be fantastic.
Wow.
Like
getting
I'll be
busted for that.
Be using like a proxy to have a Canadian fucking address or some shit. Pay my Netflix bill just to save that 7 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's weird though.
I thought it was pretty interesting though that they're like. They got to find what they can fucking charge.
Well, I feel like Amazon never used to charge tax either, and then like one day just said sales tax, and it went up like however much, the 7 cents to the dollar.
Everybody's got, you got to pay sale tax in your state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, now Amazon charges it too.
Yeah. So you guys, what do you guys think about these taxes? That vote government's got to get theirs. Vote for Hillary.
Ooh, off rip. Vote for Hillary. I'm not voting at all, but...
Really? Why not?
I, feel that. I just don't agree with either. I don't know. No reason to...
Just can't bring yourself to do it?
Nah.
Who do you not want more?
It's tough.
Oh, shit. I'll just say Trump, because that's how,
then
you know...
Then vote for Hillary.
Like everyone's
supposed to. You don't vote for Hillary.
Like, I'll just say Trump, because it's the...
Well, no,
because
if you don't,
like,
if you don't want
Hillary,
Trump...
then everyone's going to be like, what the fuck?
But if you don't want Trump more, then the other one should win. I mean, it's going to suck either way, but you would rather not have Trump. So then you vote for Hillary, so that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because if you don't vote, then she doesn't get a vote.
That's
and...
what they want you to do.
Honestly, in a way.
Just pick the person you hate most and don't vote for them.
Yeah. No. In a way, you got it. That's real. You pick the lesser of the evils.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's why you vote for Hillary.
I just vote part
If you think your vote's not going to fucking matter anyway, then vote independent.
No.
That's a throwaway, too. You might as well just not vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
Or if you're going to vote for someone you don't like,
I mean,
anyway, then it's already a throwaway.
That's
you're
literally
throwing
a waste
away
of
your fucking
waste of gas.
Opinion.
Yeah. And vote for the
drive to the fucking place.
All right, so you guys in the break were talking about me just finding a random instrumental on the internet, playing it, and you throwing a good old like Sway in the Morning freestyle on us, right?
Sway in the Morning. Five.
Hopefully it's like 5/4 beat or some shit like
What's
that,
up?
Like a fucked up time.
It might be,
luck.
I don't know.
Slayer, rain and blood.
I literally went to Bandcamp and like typed in instrumentals just now and clicked on a random one and popped it up. So I have no idea what it's going to sound like.
Hell yeah.
You got, does anybody have an instrumental on their phone or something? I can plug your phone right in this mixer. You got an instrumental on your phone or something?
Play
you
the
got
one you got. Play the one you got. What's up? One you got.
I don't even know what it sounds like.
We'll That's find cool. out.
All right.
Yeah, right?
Hey, you can go too.
You going to put me on? Oh, turn this up. I like this already.
You all freestyling?
It's on. Another nice afternoon, 999, here at the Lousy Weather Media Podcast. It's Young Coos on the microphone, Clarence, Bleezy C, and
oh,
Cody.
Oh, Cody, say it for me this time.
Alright, run it, run it, run it. Yo, check it. I'm about to destroy beats and replace everything I ever seen, trying to erase, trying to make cake. Chase a dream and vision. I'm looking at something that seems like I was out here tripping. And people been wondering if I was good at this or good at that. Wasn't that I wasn't good at math, just better at rap. And spitting shit that sounded like it's made for what? Made for stage, made for learn to act your age. Switch the beat, go catch this edge. This is just another freestyle. Switch the beat, go catch this shit.
It's Tuesday, feel good, yo. Hey, I got your bitch choosing. No, I'm moving, no, I'm grooving. Posted out with Bobby Camparta. It's the motherfucking Lousy Weather Podcast. You know I'm out here smoking weed and it's mad loud. I don't even give a fuck, I'm rocking mad crowds. I don't give a fuck, I'm sick like a mad cow. Oh shit, young nigga, this a freestyle. Young nigga, I be motherfucking hot on your
My homie smoke the mango, I can hang low. I just be chilling in the cut with my homies, hang low. With the hat low, brim steezed up. I got holes on my dick, they need to get off these nuts. I be killing everything that I touch. Oh my god, 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 god. That's what I do, that's that stuff.
She tries to tell me what I got to.
I said, don't tell me nothing.
She tries to see I got the.
I said, you ain't see nothing.
Hey, somebody go catch that flow. I'ma catch that. Pass it to my bro. That's a give and go. I'ma smoke the dro while Seth hangs. Like he said, I hang low and he hang high. That's my
I can't
guy.
Even freestyle right Pass now, by. Man. I'm so high.
That's my boy.
I
can't
do
my
it,
God, man. Peace to the beat. We out. Austin Roverline.
Joey, Kodiak, the kid.
That's it.
Fucking Koozie, man.
Dropping pieces,
Short game, shorty in this bitch.
I'm about to throw my headphones.
Sway out.
We got some sway in the morning. I just bought these headphones. I ain't throwing them. I just bought them.
Abstract. Austin Roverline.
I broke so many headphones this month.
Yeah, I've broken like 3 headphones this month. My other headphones are in the shop. That shit was fire though to make me throw my headphones.
I feel you.
Got some freestyles in this motherfucker. Well, I feel like we got a good episode. Anything else you want to shout out? Give us the Twitter again.
Yeah, Twitter at BoyKudzi, BoyKudzi. Peace is coming in October. Watch out for the
you
next
got website yet? .com?
Man, we are working on that. Right now it's actually P-I-E.
P-I-E, like pie?
P-I-E-C.es.
I thought you were just going to stop at P-I-E. Yeah, no. Motherfucking P-I. I'm like, you got pie.com?
Yeah, that's insane.
It spells pieces. It spells pieces. P-I-E-C.es. Yeah, so. But pieces. It's not up and running yet. We haven't gotten the domain situated and all that shit, but we're coming up on it. It's about to happen here pretty soon. So
awesome. Kodiak.
Let them know.
Yeah, Hive Mind coming soon.
Yes.
Kodiak. Donations accepted.
Kodiak Koozie.
Don't forget about it.
I'm excited. I want to hear this record, man.
Hey, let's give it a spin. Let's
thanks for coming. Clarence, spit the freestyles also.
Hey, ASRL in the building. You already know.
I had to show up, man. Show support, man. Shout out to my brother Koozie. I got to say, I'm just so happy right now. It's an amazing time to be in Ohio and Akron, Ohio in general.
So yes. Hey. I'm with you there.
Everything that's happening right now.
I'm with you there, man. Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.